The Bishop of Bamberg, however, was not only the religious overlord, but also constituted the secular authority, and they had to ask his permission. He approved their plans, but demanded the town hall be built on Cathedral Hill.
Ah, so he could keep an eye on who went in and out.
Well, as you can imagine, the people of Bamberg were not at all pleased with the outcome. After all, they wanted their town hall in their town on the other side of the river, not up in the Episcopal Hill town. So as the land didn't belong to them and the bishop refused to let them build on his, they came up with a plan. They built their town hall in the middle of my waters where the land didn't belong to anybody. Ha! The bishop sneered at them. How do you think you're going to get to your town hall then? Were you thinking of rowing in boats to your council meetings and climbing up with rope ladders? Of course not, replied the people. We're going to build a bridge. And where were you thinking of building it from? Not perchance from my land, I hope. Well, the people pondered, and the bishop mused. But after 3 days, something must have happened to change his mind.
And he gave permission for the people to build the bridge.
Exactly. But no one actually knows when or where this lovely little tale came from.
Perhaps from the coat of arms above the 18th century Rococo balconies. You see, when you come from the town in the direction of Cathedral Hill and walk towards the town hall, you're looking at the Prince Bishop's coat of arms. But going the other way, you're looking at the town coat of arms with the town knight.